Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
What happened as we proceeded with our investigation, it went from healthy competition into, I would say, the equivalent of Tanya Harding trying to kneecap Nancy Kerrigan.
During one of those games, the American coach went up to the Puerto Rican coaches and asked for a favor. He said, "Can you please not play zone during this game?" And it was one of those like Flor Melendez moments to be like,
Well, there was even a question that the Cincinnati Phillies was not going to run it. Although they screened it and decided to run it, there was questions with
the week before.
There was questions with some of the affiliates, but also with the network on whether a comedy show could find humor in a tragedy that killed where 11 people died at a stand, crushed trying to get into the concert.
On the way today, we'll sample these three podcasts for you to try: Meltdown, La Brega, and the WKRP cast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Ronnie Salerno and Kevin Reynolds, let's start here. The 2008 financial crisis and the government's botched multi-million-dollar bailout is the skeleton key that unlocks almost every big thing that's gone wrong in America in the 21st century, from climate change to the all-out assault on democracy to the rise of white nationalism. The podcast Meltdown unveils the interconnectedness of the financial crisis like a great tragedy. This 8-part podcast centers on Lisa Epstein, a nurse who battled home foreclosures, and Neil Barofsky, a former inspector general for the Treasury Department who oversaw the release of government bailout money. Their bravery in opposition to corruption and moneyed interest illuminates this otherwise dark tale of institutions crushing everyday people. Investigative journalist David Serrata explores why the financial crisis happened, how the bailout went so wrong, why politicians covered up Wall Street's crimes, and what the lasting impact of the meltdown was on America's political, social, and economic fabric. Let's sample a clip from Meltdown, from the episode The Big Heist. We learn about how internal gamesmanship in the Justice Department set Inspector General Neil Barofsky up to fail with the Colombian Revolutionary Army, the FARC, and ultimately set the table for the much bigger financial crisis.
Okay, why am I telling you about Colombia at the beginning of a story about the financial crisis? Because Neil was about to learn a few lessons that would matter a lot a few years down the road. But right now, it's 2004. This whole FARC thing, it was supposed to be a joint effort from a bunch of different offices in the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. The goal was to bring the leaders of this narco-terrorist group to justice. In 2004, none of those other offices had made much progress. So Neil's office, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, they got involved too. Neil landed this assignment because his team worked narcotics cases. Neil's team got busy tackling this case the same way law enforcement takes down all kinds of kingpins, by flipping lower-level members and getting their testimony on the record, all in exchange for immunity.
They're called reinsertados because the idea is that they leave the FARC and are reinserted into society. We'd go to different hotel rooms around Bogota to do the interviews with these folks. And one of the best was a woman who had a very important job from our perspective, in that she was the radio operator for a very, very, very top senior-most member of the FARC.
A radio operator. We're not talking about a DJ here. We're talking about a person in the jungle with a shortwave radio who would transmit and receive top-level communications of FARC leaders. So this woman, like, literally knew exactly where the bodies were buried.
And she had remarkable evidence, was among the best that we had ever spoken to, and tied a lot of things together and corroborated a lot of our physical evidence and other types of evidence.
Neil offered this radio operator the chance to be relocated to the United States. He enrolled her in the Witness Protection Program, and she gave him all of her damning evidence. Neil's team continued to use this strategy, and in a couple of months, they were making more headway than all these other U.S. investigators had made in years. But it turned out that the drug lords and the terrorists weren't really the hard part.
What happened as we proceeded with our investigation, it went from healthy competition into, I would say, the equivalent of Tanya Harding trying to kneecap Nancy Kerrigan.
The other American groups that had been working this FARC case started to attack Neil's work. They mocked his team. They called them Barofsky's cowboys. They accused Neil of violating rules he'd never even heard of filing the wrong paperwork, of fabricating leads.
From the Audible original series, that's Meltdown, available from the Start Here collection at wvxu.org/starthere. The modern history of Puerto Rico is the story of struggles with incompetent leaders, false promises, self-inflicted wounds, and mercurial United States policy. Well, the broadcast La Brega immerses you in the modern history of Puerto Rico, never papering over the diverse viewpoints of the Puerto Ricans who populate the stories. These are serious topics, but La Brega's love for Puerto Rico is infectious. To give you a sense, let's check out this gateway episode called Basketball Warriors. Since the 70s, Puerto Rican's national basketball team has been the pride of the island, taking home trophy after trophy. But in the 04 Olympics at Athens, the team was up against the odds with an opening game against a U.S. dream team stacked with players like LeBron James and Allen Iverson. Futuro's media, Julio Ricardo Varela, tells the story of a basketball game that Puerto Ricans will never forget, and why he thinks now, more than ever, is a crucial moment to remember it.
And at these games, they're playing man-to-man defense, which is what it sounds like. Each player follows a player on the other team and sticks to them. And Puerto Rico, because of their size or lack of it, you know, the Americans are bigger, they were faster. They wanted to play zone defense where you literally stay in a zone and you defend a set area of the court. During one of those games, the American coach went up to the Puerto Rican coaches and asked for a favor.
Que por favor, que no le jugáramos zona durante el juego, que jugáramos hombre a hombre, que era donde ellos nos dominaban a nosotros siempre.
He said, can you please not play zone during this game? And it was one of those like Flor Melendez moments to be like, insert mysterious discovery music. Interesting. They don't want to play against a zone.
Y después nosotros, pues, nos quedamos callados.
He says they kept quiet and pulled a classic jíbaro move.
Del jíbaro puertorriqueño, el hombre del campo, que siempre tiene algo cuando uno sube para allá y creen que uno no sabe nada.
He says whenever city people visit the mountains, they think the jíbaros, the country people, are simpletons.
Pues siempre el jíbaro tiene algo guardado.
But secretly, they always have something up their sleeve.
From WNYC Studios, that's La Brega. Listen to all 7 episodes now via the Start Here Collections page from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. A few weeks back, WVXU's John Kieswider introduced us to Alan and Donna Stair, who created the WKRP Cast podcast. Launched in 2020, the WKRP Cast devotes about an hour to rewatching and dissecting a half hour of the famous TV comedy based right here in Cincinnati, WKRP. Donna provides some play-by-play describing the characters' actions, followed by snippets of dialogue clips from the show, and then Alan adds historical background to the 1980s pop culture references from the show. The podcast, Donna says, is not about the original show. The original series is the gathering point. What's fun is the community that's grown up around WKRP. She says, we've met some amazing people since we started doing this. Well, let's try out this local Cincinnati favorite from a season 4 episode of WKRP Cast. On this special bonus episode, Alan and Donna actually interview John Kieswider about his experience here with WKRP. Here's Kies.
I've probably been the journalist who's written most about WKRP in Cincinnati. It went off the air 3 years before I took over the TV beat, but I wrote extensively about KRP and its stars, producers, and folks as they came to town, as they as I would run into them on the press tour in Los Angeles. And it the show has, still continues, as you know, to be hugely popular in Cincinnati. And so I would, anytime I could find an angle or run into somebody, I'd write about it.
Now, who was the first that you met? Were Gary and Vern Jump the first members of the cast you met?
So I would guess it was probably Howard Hessman and Lonnie Anderson in 86, 87 would have been the time that she had done Easy Street with Jack Elam on NBC. And Howard Hessman did Head of the Class on ABC. And then shortly after that came Frank's Place with Tim Reed and Hugh Wilson in 1988 was Cincinnati's 200th anniversary, the bicentennial, so Gordon Junk came in for that, and being that he's from Dayton, so I would had interviewed him whenever I could catch him in town, as well as when I'd be in L.A. So
what are your impressions of Gordon Junk?
He was very proud of the show, very sincere about it, had great memories about it. You know, he started in promotion at it was then called WLWD, the station in Dayton, Ohio, which was a sister to WLWT here in Cincinnati. And I remember one of the things he told me that he was most proud of was the Who episode.
Yeah.
And in the Who episode, he told me that it was quite controversial. There was even a question that the Cincinnati Phillies was not going to run it. Although they screened it and decided to run it, there was questions with
the week before.
There was questions with some of the affiliates, but also with the network on whether a comedy show could find humor in a tragedy that killed where 11 people died at a stand, crushed trying to get into a concert. And he told me that when he did this, that the writers struggled with what to say in the closing scene, and they literally went to him and said, you know, you're from the Ohio Valley, you know, and allowed him in a dress rehearsal to ad-lib something, which they all loved, and they scripted what he said about, we're great people here, we're going to do something. And he said that was the only time he knew that he was allowed to ad-lib, but he was very proud of the coda, of the ending that he was able to provide to that episode.
In our local podcast spotlight, that's a sample of the WKRP cast, available now from the Start Here Collections page on WVXU.org. Just click on the podcast menu. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts as presented by iTunesCharts.net. Debuting and vaulting to number one is a new podcast from NBC. It's called Truthers, podcast project about misinformation and conspiracy theories. Hosted by NBC News reporter Brandi Zadrowski, Truthers sets out to show what's true and what isn't, and how one person's life became a weapon in the global information war. The first season tells the conspiracy theory behind Tiffany Dover and her supposed death from the COVID-19 vaccine. That's Truthers, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Truthers and the other podcasts we featured here today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.